سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى، أن رآه استغنى، إن إلى ربك الرجعى، أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى، أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى، أرأيت إن كذب وتولى، ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى، كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية، ناصية كاذبة خاطئة، فليدع ناديا، سندع الزبانية، كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب. صدق الله العظيم. الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. Respected elders and brothers, we are doing Surah Al-Iqra for the past 2 weeks. Today is the third week. In the previous weeks, we discussed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to Ghara Hira, and Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salam brought the beginning verses of Surah Iqra to our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today I have recited verse number 5 again. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. It is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that teaches us things that we do not know. One is the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wassalam. They get divine wahi, revelation from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they are being taught directly by Allah. They don't have another ustad or a teacher. The companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, the Sahaba, they learn the correct teaching of the Quran and Sunnah from the blessed company of Rasulullah ﷺ, the blessed lips of Rasulullah ﷺ, as the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi ﷺ over a period of 23 years. Then Nabi ﷺ informed the people, the Sahaba's companions, of the commands of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have the tabi'een, those that seen the sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as the tabi'een. Then we have the tab'i tabi'een, those that seen, those who seen the sahaba, but they themselves did not see the Sahaba. And then we get the group of Muhaddiseen, the Fuqaha. We are plus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The group of Muhaddiseen, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, Wata Imam Malik. These are famous hadith kitabs that compiled by pious personalities, and every teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam The scripture denies the change of narrators. Who narrated the hadith? And how many people are authentic that reached Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The change of narrators was reached by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by very authentic narrators, the Sahaba, etc. Especially what is mentioned by the Khulafa'i Rashidin, had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, had Umar radiallahu anhu, had Usman radiallahu anhu, had Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something similar to this. When I leave the world, then follow my companions. And amongst my companions, the four Khulafa'i Rashidin, any one of them you follow will be rightly guided. Then similarly, we get the group of the Fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. These were great Islamic scholars who knew the Arabic language very well, who studied the verses of the Quran Sharif very well, and they explained the masail of salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. And we have to carry out the commands of Allah, how our Rasulullah taught us to carry it out. Now our knowledge is very limited, and we cannot go directly to the hadith kitab, to the Quran. The ulama have simplified it for us and written small booklets. And we have to have the correct aqidah and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I got Marifat Quran in front of me, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab. He says, Allah taught mankind what they did not know. He said, even as far as worldly education is concerned, sometimes we have somebody is a plumber, somebody is an electrician, somebody is a carpenter. Among the professionals, you get an accountant, you get an engineer, chemical engineer, you get an architect, you get doctors, specialized doctors, etc. This is also defined knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the respective teachers, etc. And we must be humble, don't ever be proud of our knowledge. We recite Rabbi Zidni Ilma, whatever we are studying. And most important thing is, while studying secular education, we must not neglect our basic Islamic education. We must send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasa from the age of 7. And at least they will learn how to recite Quran, Salah, wuzu, istinja, ablution, bath, etc. from a very young age. So that throughout our life we obey the commands of Allah and follow the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah reward our respected ulama kiram who are establishing Hifzul Quran classes, Darul Looms, in different cities and countries of the world. And especially our country in South Africa, we are so fortunate that we have so many Darul Looms, Hifz classes, afternoon maktab madrasas, etc. Through the tawfiq of Allah, Allah took me for 40 days to different cities and countries of the world. And some countries we went to, there was no proper masjid. Or if there was a masjid, they didn't have an imam who recites beautiful Quran. It was just locked up, opened up on a Friday. And some cities we go, there was no afternoon maktab madrasa. Nobody teach the children Quran and Salah. And one country Allah Ta'ala took us, because the program is recorded, one senior person advised me not to mention names of countries and not to mention names of people also. So I'm not mentioning name of countries and names of people, but Allah has taken me to such countries where the people came and told the Jamaat brothers, we don't even know how to read Salatul Janaza, and we buried our dead without reading Janaza Salah, but we put a mark there. The moment some Muslim scholar or pious Muslim come to our town, we take them to the Qabristan to read Janaza Salah. Well, we are not pious, we are ordinary sinful servants. Allah take work from us. So they came to the Jamaat also, and then they took us to the Qabristan, and there were signs. There were over about 30 or 40 graves. They had the sign that these were Muslim name, but there was nobody to read Janaza Salah on them. So we asked them all to read Janaza Salah. So how important it is today we invest in everything. The first thing we have to invest is in the Islamic education. Those actions that will make Allah happy, those actions will take our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ happy. And those actions that will take us to Jannah, paradise, we have to learn those actions. Otherwise, there's another verse in the Quran. يَعَلَّمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ أَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. There are many people who have good secular education, but they are unmindful of the life after death. They are unmindful of the commands of Allah and the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best way to learn Islam is in a peaceful environment of the masjid and madrasa. Islam is a clean and pure religion. And once we sit front of an ustad, ba adab ba nasib, we show love and respect to our teacher. And normally circular education, today technology advancement, people can study through correspondence. But Islamic education cannot be substituted only by correspondence, etc. We need to have a personal link to the ulama, to the imam of a masjid, ustad in the madrasa. And we, before, what are the requisites of salah? Our body needs to be clean. Our clothing needs to be clean. We need to be in a state of wuzu. We mustn't be napa. Similarly, those that are learning Quran and hadith, when you touch the Quran, when you touch any hadith kitab, we must be in a state of wuzu. Our body, clothing needs to be clean. And our thoughts also needs to be clean. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq of studying Bukhari Sharif by Shaykh Ahmad Raza Al-Meri Rahmatullah Ali of Randir in 1989-90. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah spoke about cleanliness of the heart and mind. He said, Hidayat, guidance from Allah, is the spiritual light that comes into the heart and mind of a person. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Whoever Allah guides toward the right path, is a divine light that comes to his heart. And when the divine light comes into a person's heart, automatically they are regular with the Faraz Salah. And males make an effort to read Jama'ah. When the nur of Iman is in the heart, we have a desire to recite Quran, Zikrullah, etc. And then he gave a very, very good example. We have some delicious food prepared, maybe in the wedding or walima. But the plate and the utensil that is going to be used to dish out the food, it's dirty. That plate got maybe a drop of urine, or a bird made a stool in that plate. Now, nothing wrong with that biryani or the chicken curry or the mutton curry, but if you're going to dish out the delicious food in a dirty plate where it got urine stains or droppings of a bird, nobody wants to eat that food, spoil. So when a person commits a sin, black spot come to the heart and mind. كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So when we were starting Bukhari Sharif lesson, our Ustaz Shaykh Ahmad Raza Al-Meri Rahman, he emphasized a lot, we must abstain from sins. And he's saying Randir was a city where a lot of attractions are there. It's a non-Muslim country. And Surat is the next neighboring city. Allah protects us from all sins. And we don't be a riba, we hide somebody's fault. Allah will hide our fault. But our ustad used to tell us, the cinemas advertising the films, the non-Muslim females dress very immorally, sometimes traveling in the bus or the train, etc. Then, as much as we want to control our gazes, but in the bus and the train, sometimes we just interact with them. Fear control our gazes from sins and gunas. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. So, allam al-insana ma'alam ya'alam. Now, sometimes people say, you know what, through my effort, I worked hard, I passed my matric. I worked hard, I went to university. I worked hard and I got my degrees and my qualifications. Whatever you did, it was through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many people that are born mentally challenged, Down syndrome. Allah didn't make you mentally challenged or Down syndrome, you had them. So we Muslims, whether secular education or Islamic education, well, when reading Quran, we recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But any other kitab was recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. And there was a very good famous alim, Hadam Walan Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. He was a Shaykh al Hadith of Darul Diyuban for many, many years. And Allah Ta'ala gave him a photographic memory. When he reads the kitab, one is the verses of the Quran and the hadiths. But besides that also, if he reads the Quran tafsir from a famous tafsir kitab, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, etc., or some fiqhi masail from the famous Arabic fiqh kitab or Urdu kitabs, when he comes to teach, automatically, without looking in the kitab, he relates the whole incident or the whole lesson by heart, what he read in the Quran tafsir. So one day somebody asked him, Maulana, how come you got such a good memory? And some students, to test the memory, when Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah quotes a certain kitab and certain page number, the students wrote it down. And then on several occasions they went to check up whether it was correct. He said it was 101% correct, whatever our ustad told us from memory. But he said, what was the secret behind it? He said, I never touch any kitab without wuzu. Whenever I studied the Islamic kitab, I first made wuzu and I sat facing the Qibla and I made dua, Ya Allah, make me understand what is the message here. I can make it easy for me to explain it to my students. So we don't realize what wuzu has an impact on the Islamic kitabs. Allah accept them. كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى. The fact that is man crosses the limits because he deems himself to be free of need. Surely Allah is to return. Have you seen him who forbids a slave of Allah when he is? Tell me if he is on the right path. See, whatever bounties of Allah we enjoy, we must make shukr to Allah and be humble. So which knowledge we make the zikr of Allah, we say, Allah is great, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So our humility comes in us. But Allah says there are some people, instead of making shukr to Allah, they become disobedient servants to Allah. And instead of saying into the, we obey the commands of Allah, follow the teaching of Rasulullah sallam, and don't go towards haram. There's so many halal things to do, we don't have to go towards haram. We make nikah to compatible Muslim partners, we don't have to commit zina. We drink juice, cold drink, water. We don't have to drink alcohol or intoxicants. We wear good Islamic clothing. And avoid going to venues of vice and sin. Obviously, we live in non-Muslim countries. Sell and go to the shopping centers. But now we must control our gazes and recite istighfar and do not take enjoyment from the music that is played from non-Muslim shop. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Next week we'll continue.